Hi, I'm Kat.
And I'm Gabe.
And we're the Ghouls Next Door. Look at us be in sync.
I think that is a little more in sync than usual.
The first time via StreamYard that we have successfully maneuvered that. And I don't know if there's awards,
but I would like one. We've earned them for sure. Yes. Yes. Well, happy November. We are doing our super special series where we're talking to fellow horror lovers, people who get what horror is all about and have, you know, created a podcast or show that is related to that. Just like us. It's like our horror siblings, mm-hmm. say. And today we have a special guest who is joining us from Florida. It's Zena, or the real queen of horror. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello.
Yes, this is super exciting. We're so happy to have, like, you know, the technology now that we can reach out and make these connections and get these points of views on our show. For our listeners and viewers who do not know, Zena is the real queen of horror. You can find her on YouTube, her website, and on Twitter. And she is also a co-host of the Bloody Disgusting podcast, which is super great. Like, we were listening and we were like, Zena's definitely the best part of this. Not to say that
anyone else is it, but we really enjoyed, like, your energy and just, like, you have a great voice.
And oh my just, gosh, like, really? Oh my God, I cringed.
Like, no, I love it. And you, like, yeah, so much. You got good stuff to say. I was a fan.
Thank you. Yeah, sometimes I always get so nervous when I'm speaking to people because, like, I feel like my energy is always up here. So I have to, like, calm it down. And sometimes it's just so hard because, you know, the topics that we're talking about, it's what I love. So it's just like, I can't keep it in, you know?
Yeah. Get hype. Do it.
Yeah.
That's the
whole goal. Passion. Yeah. That's, like, a part of what we, like, really enjoyed. Like, you know, I watch your YouTube channel and we were just like, wow, this is, like, somebody who's speaking to us, you know, as, you know, horror lovers. I was like, man, and it's so fun. You definitely come at it with this, like, fun and passions kind of point of view that, like, you can tell that you genuinely love horror, and also aren't afraid to just, like, poke fun at it and also call it out when it's doing something shitty, and we're like, yes, gosh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. You just have to be, honest with what you love. Like, when was it? Like, a couple of weeks ago, I was, like, binging zombie movies and I was ready to kill someone because it's just like, wait a minute. Snitching zombies, like, it was just getting crazy.
Yeah, it's super fun. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about how, like, where your love for horror came from and kind of, like, how you built up your page, what they can find when they visit there, and also, like, what you do besides that, because you're all over the place. Very busy. So.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, you can find me at realqueenofhorror.com. That's where I, like, started. And I started the blog because all of my life, like many horror fans, I've been watching horror movies and horror series and reading horror books. And it stemmed from my mother. She's a huge horror fan. And, you know, I was a kid, so I felt like, oh, we're best friends. I watch whatever my best friend watches, you know, and that's just how it was. So whatever she watched, I would watch. Of course, you know how it is. It's horror. So there were a lot of things that I probably should have never watched as a kid. But, yeah. You know, I came out fine, I feel. But yeah, it started from there. And even though I was, like, terrified, I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop from there. You know, I loved ghosts. I love monsters. I love the feeling of being scared. And a lot of my friends, like family members, they like horror, but, like, friends, they're not, like, fans of it, of the mm-hmm. genre, like, at all. And so I couldn't just keep on talking to them about, you know, horror things because I know that they don't care. I mean, it was nice that they would go. They would go to the movies with me and stuff like that. And I would really want to go in and, like, just dissect this movie. And, you know, they weren't, like, the hugest fans. And then even with my husband, he's not a huge horror fan. You know, he watches it because he kind of has to, but he's not a huge one. So I just decided that it'll be cool if I just started, like, a blog where I can just review and just talk about horror movies as much as I want. And it just started off as a hobby, you know, and then it just other opportunities came about, like writing for other, you know, websites, and then even being a part of podcasts and being a judge on panels. And, you know, it was great, like really great opportunities, all just because, you know, little 3-year-old me was watching Night of the Demons, you know? So
yeah, we could definitely relate. But both Kat and I have watched horror at a very young age. When we you definitely shouldn't have. And we're strong believers in scaring your kids.
Yeah, 100%.
Strengthen them and make them, you know, tougher kids, and also understanding of the world around them, for sure.
Yes.
Definitely gives that like more firm understanding that the world is filled with things maybe to be scared of, but also to prepare for.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the world's not, you know, cupcakes and unicorns all the time.
I don't need my kids scared of ants for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, they're just scared of dumb stuff. And I'm like, you need big fears. The world is a scary place. You need, like, I can't have you be scared of, like, little tiny bugs. I need you to be scared of, like, actual things that are going to get you potentially.
Yeah, you're the best.
You got to build tolerance over time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think there's kind of like a kinship with people who not only love horror, but like get what it is about, and that, you know, it's saying so much more. And that's like an excitement that comes with that. Like you said, we like our significant others also don't watch horror or like aren't really big into it. So like us having each other. Yeah. So be like, did you see this? And let's talk about this and like dive in. It's like exciting when you find that community. How do you feel about like the horror community? Like, do you feel like it's a positive space? Do you feel like it's welcoming, or you feel like there's places that need to be improved?
Of course, there's always room for improvement. Like, and then with these last couple of months with all these crazy things happening, for sure. Overall, I've had like a positive experience. Like, I love the fact that if I tweet about a movie and it's just like, okay, I really love this movie, very rare I'll have that one person that will come, I hated it. It's like, okay, you know? So that's always a good feeling. But, you know, just being able to talk to people about, or even like quick conversations, interactions with movies or series that just came out. And it's just not like a, oh, I only watch it because it's around Halloween or it's popular right now. No, we're genuinely watching it because that's our thing. Like, we really like it. So for the most part, I've had a positive experience, and I've seen like other people having like great experiences. But is there room for improvement? Of course. You know, sometimes there are, you know, certain types of people that just kind of want to spread that hate. I mean, as simple as you can give your opinion, but do you have to tag the director? Mm. You know, when you're like really just bashing it, it's fine. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But why do you have to like tag the entire cast and crew? Like,
yeah,
that's a little bit much. So, but of course, that's with every type of community.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. It's, you know, it's also about being constructive too. Cause there's, just saying like, I hate this thing, or like, I didn't like it. Like, you learn that in school where they're like, okay, why?
Tell us,
elaborate, what about it did you not like? Like, it's kind of like, you know, educational in that. But if like, yeah, if you can be constructive of like, I don't like this and here's why.
Right.
This is how we can make it better. Then we're kind of building on that. We allow for growth and for people to kind of improve on their experiences instead of just being like, okay, well, you don't like it, don't watch it.
Simple.
Solved it. Something that we really enjoy about specifically your YouTube videos is there's a very unique take on how you kind of like look over, like where you find your themes and your topics. They're very different. And so I kind of wanted to poke your brain about like how you come up with that. Like, why are you just sitting there like, I'm going to talk about snitching zombies. Like, like, it's so different. Like, no one thinks about those things.
Well, the end of last year, like, I knew that I wanted to, like, just start making YouTube videos again. And because I have all this filming equipment, and then it's just, I would never use it. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I can start, you know, doing that again. But I remember when I did it before, I used to get so stressed out, like, oh, what am I going to talk about? And sometimes I don't really feel like I'm that profound to tell you why I like a movie. I mean, it was cool. You know, yeah. Like I can tell you that. Or did you see her shoes? Oh, look at his head. His head got chopped off. Right. But I sometimes I can't always just. Because, you know, you have to like plan out what you're going to say, articulate it in a particular way, you know, to have people engage and like really listen. And, you know, sometimes I just don't want to. So I thought that, you know, doing like a list could be fun. So I planned everything minus probably like 3 videos last year that I would just talk about. So then all I have to do is just sit in front of my camera and, you know, go in, scream and yell. So
I think it's one list are always fun because it's just like you always have like your own list as a watcher where you're just like, oh, is this one going to come up, or like, oh, I didn't think about this, and that's always like a fun kind of engaging thing. One of the videos that really struck Kat and I just is like being you know, creatives in the horror space, which has, you know, there are definitely spaces in which we've encountered that could be very white and very male, and kind of like fighting in our own way to make our own space and to connect. And so you had a video that we really appreciated about kind of like confronting like why you weren't getting the roles or the jobs that you were well deserved of for all of the hard work that you do. And I'd love to like, you know, hear more about that and kind of like how, like, kind of acknowledging it and confronting it like helps kind of push forward. And for anyone out there who might assume or figure that that might be what's affecting them as well, like how we can change the space to make it more accessible and diverse than it is.
Oh, definitely. So that was actually one of the videos that I didn't plan. And this was like years in the making, because when I started my blog, it was like 2011, I think, 2010, maybe, you know, it's a little bit rough to know when, but because I was always doing some other things. But I just decided to put the video out there just because I was thinking about exactly what was going on in the world, and you know, not even trying to like compare my situation to anyone else, but I've never been that person that like just stays on the negative. It's like it happened. I have to move on, just because if I don't, I'll go down a rabbit hole and I'll just keep on thinking about, you know, all of the negative stuff that happened. So I've never like told anyone, it like family members, certain very close friends, they knew what was going on, but you know, again, they're not in it, you know, they haven't experienced it. But I've never, even with people in the community that I'm close to, I've never said anything at all, because some of the people, even when I gave examples with some of them, I didn't want to like attack anyone. You know, you did what you did. I know you know what you did. Mm-hmm. And I'm not bringing it up so you can feel horrible. It happened. But I'm just saying, I just wanted to share my story because it was kind of like I wanted to talk to 5-year-old me, you know, because when I first started, even when I was just even first started watching horror movies, I watched it because I liked it. You know, I really just loved it so much. And I just remember that little girl having the time of her life, you know, going to video stores and staying up late on the weekends during the summer, you know, going to school, you know, trying to tell your friends about a movie and they have no idea what you're talking about. So it's just kind of like, I know that I'm not the only one that was dealing with it, but I just wanted others who may feel that way, that it's a safe spot. You know, you can come clean and where it's just like, you're enough. Because even like what I said in the video, like I used to like really, it used to really get me down. Like it was insane. Like the bubbly, happy Xena you see on screen, it took a while to get there. You know, like that's why a couple of times I remember when I used to do videos, I started doing YouTube videos, it was like 2010. oh my gosh, like I couldn't handle it. So I, with some certain things that I would talk about, like, you know, we would talk about, and I know, don't get me wrong, I know that there's a lot of content out there and it's hard, you know, to like become relevant. But if you're being consistent, if you are like talking about those hot topics that other people are talking about, what is it about you? You know, so I didn't even, at first, I didn't even want to admit it to myself. I didn't think it was a color thing, a gender thing. You know, I thought maybe it's something else. Maybe because I'm new. Maybe it's because my quality is like this. You know what it is? Maybe because I talk too much, you know, maybe yeah. if I cut down the videos. But after a while, when I would have, you know, some close people to me come to me directly because they would worry, like, you know, you would confide in someone and you would tell them what about an exciting opportunity and how you're going to go for it. And then just when they would just have to see the look on my face that I didn't get it. And it's one thing where it's just kind of like, you know, because I actually did receive a lot of support, but I also did see that there were some like negative type of comments and stuff, which is fine. Live your life, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of like, I don't have a reason to lie. You know, I'm just telling you my truth. This is what happened. And I'm telling you what I did. I'm not saying that I'm perfect and that I'm all these magical, wonderful things, but I'm telling you what I did. And one thing for sure is that I'm a hard worker and I've always been a hard worker. And when I would see what the difference was between me and other people, like it took me a couple of weeks to like really confront it and really be honest with myself. Because it got down to the point where it became a little bit fuzzy. Like I knew I love horror, but this isn't happening. And this person got this. And it's just like, all right, too many people are getting involved. But once I kind of took a step back from it and really just thought about, okay, why am I doing this? I'm doing it because I love it. Then it was just like, all right, that doesn't even matter, you know? Yeah. And so that's why, that's why I just always stayed consistent, because it's like, I really do just love, you know, reading the genre, watching movies, you know, participating in the community. So at the end of the day, I just want other people to know that they're enough, because I was questioning myself on that, you know, a couple mm-hmm. of years ago. So.
Yeah, I think I can't speak for Kat, but I feel like, you know, we've all been there where, you know, you're struggling to, like, you're putting so much of yourself into something and not getting the results that you want. And it right. is a question of like, why, and kind of confronting those things. But I appreciate that the message of like, if you love it, that is enough reason to pursue yes. and to move forward. And you've had amazing opportunities since then, right? Like to because you've been persistent and consistent, and your love of horror has really shown through with that, which is super exciting.
Yeah, Kat, I think there's like a genuineness too that comes with like opening up in that way, like in front of people who don't like, who have this, when you're like on YouTube, you know, it's like a persona kind of, like you're being right. yourself, but like you're like presenting yourself in a way that's like maybe different than the person who's like walking down the street or whatever. And I think it takes a lot of like energy, and also just like, I feel like people hopefully appreciate that kind of like genuine moment where you're like, I am a person. this stuff yeah. is happening, and it's like, it hurts, and I'm not a fan, and mm-hmm. it needs to be different. And I agree. Like, I think it's definitely like really inspiring for people to like, who probably also, there's, I'm sure, tons of people who also feel that way. I know that like in this field, it's hard enough, and horror is a very white male centric genre that like kind of has been for a very long time and is trying to maintain that for gross reasons. And the presence of people who are calling it out is like a whole thing, but we're yeah. finally, I guess, getting like really awesome Black content in the horror genre. So you have like Jordan Peele, Nia DaCosta, like you have like people out there doing it, which is really yeah. dope. But
it's, which is great. And like, honestly, I really appreciate, you know, both of your kind words. I remember when I did put out the video, or when I was about to, I kind of just filmed it the same day, really just kind of cut off some pieces of it, you know, just to make it more together. And I just upload it. I didn't really think about it or anything. And I felt relieved. And it's crazy because there were a lot of, I received like a lot of DMs from people saying how this is, that's how they feel, mm-hmm. you know, and they felt similar or this happened and they didn't stick with it. But, you know, now they feel inspired to do that. And that's great, you know. Obviously, I used to get so irritated sometimes when, you know, say if you ask someone like, hey, how did you do this? Or, whoa, you know, how did you get here? Oh, I just worked hard. Because it's not only that. Like, isn't that annoying? Like, no.
It's like, yeah.
So it's like, I just did it. And I'm... You just, you know, did it? What?
I woke up, I picked some flowers, I had a cup of tea, and I said, I'm doing it. No, what did you do? Tell me the gritty, you know?
That is some say hello to the sun. Well, that's funny. That's hilarious. There's like, yeah. I just walked outside and I was famous. Wow. Yeah. I just decided it would happen, so it did. That is hilarious.
Like, no. Tell us. Just tell us what you did. So that's, I just try to be transparent, you know. I just, obviously I left out names, but you know, I just wanted to be transparent. This is what happened. And again, like, there were great things that happened along the way, you know, mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, even what you said earlier, Gabe, it isn't all unicorns and apple pie. I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, it's not to say we can't, you know, appreciate those moments, but we owe it to ourselves to acknowledge when we're not in one of those moments too. Right. Like, okay, this is a bad place where I'm at. Or that didn't go the way that I feel like it should have. Mm-hmm. Cause that's the only way we're going to learn and be able to move past it and make something better.
Sure.
I think, you know, something with this year, there's a lot of negative and awful things that have happened this year. Obviously, like the fact we can't leave our homes really, and we can't socialize in the same way. And, you know, luckily we have, you know, a lot of activism that's happening because of it, which is great. But I think something that's exciting this year is a lot of the horror movies that have come out have been unique and different and like have better representation or better information. So I kind of wanted to pick your brain on Cat Cam. You know, what are some of the newer horror that you've seen? Like, what have you liked this year and why? Like, anything that's like really struck you as being like totally different, new, and awesome addition to the horror world?
I watched Scare Me a couple of weeks ago. I really liked it. I thought it was hilarious. And because, okay, I know people say, oh, well, it's a comedy horror. Okay, but sometimes they're not funny, you know?
Yeah.
But this one was actually funny. Like, I found myself, like, literally, like, laughing out loud, not going, you know, lol, you know, lol. Yeah, you know, but really, like, laughing out loud. I felt like that was a fresh approach, and it was something different. And I kind of avoided watching trailers. Like, I do that in general. I try not to watch them. Sometimes I sneak peek, but I really love that one. And then recently I did watch The Cleansing Hour, and they just added it on Shudder like last week.
Okay.
Ish. And it's kind of, it's a little, okay. So basically it's about these two guys. They film this type of like reality show, streaming show, like live on Instagram or a social media like Instagram, where they film exorcisms, but it's fake, you know, until it actually becomes real. So right away, it's kind of like we've seen that before. Oh, look at you trying to throw in social media, but it's actually fun, and it works because they don't take a lot of time to build up for us. They just throw us right in there, you know, and I really, really love that.
Yeah.
So
I haven't heard of that one, but it sounds cool.
Yeah. It's, they just added it recently. So I really, it was just like a random watch. And then another one I think that just came to mind, The Rental, it hasn't really been getting a lot of, well, I don't really hear anyone talking about it, but I don't know if you guys checked out the movie 13 Cameras. So
Yes, that's the one with the like the landlord, right?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was a time. Yeah, it's just some gross man, but it's kind of similar to that. But you kind of know more about the people that's actually in the house and their relationships. And Dave Franco. It was his first feature. He directed it, and I thought he did a great job. So, you know, nice little watch.
Yeah. Isn't his wife Allison Brie in that? Like,
yes.
Yeah, definitely on our list. It's crazy because we, with our podcast being weekly, we have averaged 1 to 2 horror movies a week for the 3 years that we've been on. Yep. And still there's like this.
There's so many we haven't seen.
There's so many good things out there, and I have this whole long list. So I was like, there's not enough hours in the day, which is like a good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
We have so much content that's like exciting that we want to watch. I think it's what's exciting to me is that we're kind of getting new voices in there. Like we're seeing a lot of like unheard directors or new directors, which means we're getting these really refreshing tales, right? Like we're getting stories that haven't been told yet, or they're told in a unique way. Cause like horror, like most genres, has like a tendency to do the same regurgitated, like we're doing franchise, like here's another Jason, here's another Freddy, you know?
No one asked for it, but here it is.
again, you know? And I think it's like because of that, like sometimes horror gets like a bad rap because they're just like, you know, we know, like we've watched a million Child's Play. How many more could we have? But have something like the new Child's Play, which was like completely different from what we thought and was actually commentary on like our,
how people are the worst.
Yeah.
And we're all corrupting our Roombas and our Google Homes. And they're gonna murder us one day. And that's what the message is.
Yeah, I see it. So,
I mean, why not? Let them. We've had our time. We are firm believers in media that matters and like understanding that like horror specifically represents so much more than just like something to be afraid of. Like it's not just like jump scares, right? There's so much more to it. So like what about, I'm trying to think of how to structure this. Mostly just like, what do you get out of horror besides just like genuine scares? Like what is thrilling and exciting about it?
I like that it's like an escape. You know, like just because, and then especially with this year, oh my God, with everything that's been going on, it's been a great just kind of distraction. And I even remember as an example, like when I used to work retail, oh my God, help. Like it was a lot, you know, I would have those long weeks, especially like around the holidays, but just being able just to come home, relax with a movie, sometimes it could be like just beautiful, you know, very psychological. Sometimes it could be cheesy, like Ice Cream Man, you know, but it's just, I love the feeling of just being in that world. And I notice what's weird is because it's like, even when I try to explain this to someone, they don't get it. Like, I love the thrill, but obviously, you know, this person, they don't watch that kind of stuff. But using it as an example, I do watch other genres. Like, I'll watch, like, comedies or romance or dramas, right? But I don't get that same feeling. Like, I can't really relax. There's been even a couple of shows that I used to watch and I had to, like, stop because it used to stress me out, you know?
But, yeah.
You know, like, Pretty Little Liars. Like, just tell us. Now the way is, you know? So
six seasons later.
At this point, I stopped like probably I think the second season or the third, like I couldn't take it. Or even I know like a lot of horror fans really loved Game of Thrones. I watched the first season and it just wasn't for me, you know, sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. So I love the thrill of it. I love being able to, you know, be in that world. Just be involved, like really feel for the characters. And sometimes the characters, they're not that smart, but you know, that's what's great. And then that feeling when you actually find like, cause you know, you watch a lot of horror movies, but you find a horror that scares you. Oh my gosh. Like it's just, it is just such a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. Is there a specific like subgenre of horror, like a type that you know is going to get to you? Like you're as soon as you see like, oh, this is psychological thriller, you're like, sign me up. I know that that's going to take me for a ride.
Yes. So I know for a fact it's psychological horror, like that kind of, it can deal with like religion, or if it has anything to do with like Ouija boards, forget it. I'm done. Like just the other day I rewatched, like there's like a couple that really just like, oh, gets to me. there's this movie called Possession. And it came out a couple of years ago, maybe 2013 or 14. And it's also loosely based off of a true story. And it's just like, oh my God, what? But it's basically about this little girl. She's like 10 or 11. She goes to a yard sale. She buys a box. It's just a box, like a jewelry box. And yeah, there's a whole demon attached to it. And at first I'm like, I wouldn't buy that box, you know? But the way she acts about that box, it is insane. Like, she doesn't want anybody coming near it or touching it. And then she was, like, really not acting like herself. I mean, she was really, like, chowing down on some pancakes one morning. And she, like, stabbed her dad with a fork in the hand, you know? And then there was another scene where she went to the doctor because they were like, oh, you know, she's sick. And so then they kind of do like a scan. They did like an x-ray scan and they see something like sitting in her, like hunched over like this.
No.
And yeah, I wanted to die. But that's what I mean. Isn't that like a great feeling?
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
That's like the reveal of, what is that? It's the J-horror, with the camera, like they take pictures.
Shudder?
Yeah, Shudder. And the reveal at the end where she's on him, she's like, the reason why his like back hurt all the time was because she's fit, like she was on him. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Get out! Like, those kinds of reveals are like so exciting. You're just like, ow! Oh my God. Back. Inside? Oh my gosh. We have to watch that. this is great. We don't know these ones. Yeah, that's so much fun. There's just like it's because it's a safe horror, right? It's a safe fear because you know it's not real. You know that it's going to come to an end when the credits roll. Like, you know, you're not putting yourself in those positions. You watch somebody else do it. So it is like you kind of just get to play around with the horror of it and the terror. Like, dip your toe in, and then if it gets too much, you can leave.
Yeah.
So fun. Yes. Are you somebody who really likes, like, haunted attractions, like going to haunted houses and stuff?
I do. But, you know, I know it's like, real queen of horror, I'm still so scared. I get so scared. But I love it, though. I love that feeling. Like, it just feels cool. It's nice. It's exciting. Yeah. You guys like haunts as well, or...?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got yeeted at a haunted house by my boyfriend because I was not running fast enough from the scary thing, and he's very strong. And he did not intend to throw me, but he did because I was not running fast enough from the zombie thing. And it was a time. But it was very funny.
Yeah, it's I love haunted attractions. I always will overreact so that I get more attention from like whoever's doing the scaring. Like I'll just be like really over the top, and it's usually like shrieking, and then it's followed immediately by giggles, like hysterical. Yeah. I'm like, like what is happening? Is she a part of this? And it's like, yeah, dragging people to deal with me yell the whole time. But yeah, it is because that's another safe space for it, and it's adrenaline, right? It's like you just get like so hyped up. It's like a roller coaster, and you're like, do it again. I want to go again.
Ever since they made that one film, though, where like the haunted house was real, I am forever terrified that like that scenario could happen. Because I was like, that's a thing that could do. Like, that's a thing that 100% could happen. And I'm now instantly scared that like one of the haunted house people is a murderer. And that's like a thing. It's really ridiculous, but definitely could happen. And scares me.
I agree. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's why they don't allow, you know, the people to wear the costumes in there, which is like, that's nice. But what about the people who are already in here who you're like giving chainsaws to? I know a few people who've been the haunters, and there's like, it's so exciting for them, like, to get to like spook people. It's also dangerous because some people react in that way.
Yeah, you don't want to get punched.
Fight people or like, you're like, oh, please, you signed up for this.
We did. Like,
Before we hop into the spell, which is going to be super fun. You are joining us from Florida, which is my home state.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah. We're in Philly now, but I grew up in Florida, not in the fun parts. I'm from Ocala.
Okay. I don't know where that is.
Yeah. Central, you know. I always, to describe it, it's actually where they filmed Jeepers Creepers.
Yes.
And that whole scene where it's like just trees and she's like, oh, there is a tree. There's nothing here. I was like, yeah, that's the road to my high school. That's what I saw every day. But I hope you're enjoying the weather. Although I'm sure you can't really go outside too much because we haven't really been take care of all that.
It's been a little bit, you know, I know like how people feel about Florida, you know, and it's just like sometimes to tell people like, I just live here, you know.
I wasn't the one who was in the newspaper for chasing the dog or whatever. Like, you know, they always have wacky headlines.
Florida man.
All the time.
Florida man found. Like,
guys, I just live here, okay? You know, but... I live like in Tampa. Well, kind of like right outside of Tampa. Like it's, I just tell people Tampa because it's so close, but it's literally the middle of nowhere. And like the people, my neighbors are actually pretty cool, you know, like they're, you know, to themselves. Everybody where I live, they've been following the rules. And I've been trying to just stay in the area that I live in. But for the most part, it's I'm not going to lie. It's been, you know, scary times down here, you know, because, you know, people want to go to the beach and, you know, pool parties and stuff like that. So, but what can you do?
It's that's like its own horror story, right? Is like how the different states and governors have been handling this crisis. There's been plenty of real world horrors this year. It's part of me is like, I'm kind of excited for when, you know, things are a little more back to normal, because then we can make films. And I imagine in the next few years, we're going to have a lot of interesting films about kind of our shared experiences. Just having like a host, like the film host from Jordan. What a time. I was like, you can't do this. This is too soon. Like,
we're still in that. Of this.
I have to use this to have like a work meeting. You can't make me afraid of it. That's not allowed. Awesome. Well, why don't we dissect some horror? Let's jump into this film, The Spell from, what is it, 1977? Right. Mm-hmm. Which I'm so glad that you told us, because I don't think we would have, I've never heard of it. And so we had no idea what to expect. I was like, let's just jump in. I trust her. Let's go. And we were like, whoa, what a time are we having? Kat, tell us what it's about.
Yes. The Spell from 1977 is a teenage girl taunted by her schoolmates because she's overweight, uses her supernatural powers to take revenge. It has a 5.6 out of 10. It is directed by Lee Phillips. It was such a fun time. It was genuinely wild. I was just like, I think Gabe and I both like throughout were just like, they really cared that she's like thick. Like she's not even fat.
She's not
borderline thick. Like, why is this the situation of the century? Her dad was the worst.
He's so toxic. Like,
And it's like, it's an interesting relationship.
I get it. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, why not?
Yeah.
Well, Zita, why did you pick this movie to talk about?
Well, I feel like it's one of those forgotten movies, you know? And I know, like, some people will say, like, it's a Carrie knockoff. In a way, I can see that. But I kind of feel like it's a movie of its own because it's made for TV. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that they probably did it like for like around like a, like the spooky time and stuff like that. And I really love supernatural witch stuff, you know? And I think I watched this, like when I was like a teenager, I went through this thing where I just couldn't get enough of like stuff from the 70s. I just want to live in the 70s. So it's like, I found this movie and I was just so obsessed with it. Like I couldn't stop watching it. And I don't know. I really liked it like a lot. I think it's like, it's fun. It's not like, oh man, this is like the best movie you're ever going to see in your life. But I feel like in a way, Rita's relatable because she's just like a lonely girl. Like kind of like Carrie. I think that if she just had a friend, or even it's like, okay, it's one thing, she's at school, she's getting teased at school, but then she comes home and she's getting teased at home too.
Like, yeah. Well, I agree that, like, you know, right from the start, it starts in on the bullying, and it was like it was pretty absurd in that, like, she really isn't big, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, she's like me, like,
well, I'm like, she's a regular girl, like,
yeah. And there's like, you know, there's a lot to be said about the toxicity, especially of that time. Like, he even mentions like the grapefruit diet, right? Or mm-hmm. That there's a lot of trends. There was this, you know, love of like the super thin of in the 70s specifically. Like, there's a specific type of woman that you were looking for. What I did, like, it was kind of hard to fully love and appreciate the mom, but I feel like there was a lot, like, this is really like a story about a mother's love for her daughter, and like definitely breaks away from Carrie in that, right? Like,
right. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Carrie mom isn't the one locking her in the closet. It's everyone mm-hmm. else in the family who's mean to her. And she's just like, I was also different.
Yeah,
so right. I'm not going to explain why until the end. But we're not sending her to England because she's got powers, man.
And it's weird because you're right. They would always just try to make it seem like, oh, she's just so different. And it's just like, is she though? Like, I didn't think that she was, like, but that's just me. And, but yeah, kind of like what you said, where it's just like with the mom, it's like, I like the mom, but then it's just like, what are you doing? That's your mm-hmm. child. And then telling your child, it's so difficult to love you sometimes.
Yeah, what? That's a hurtful thing to say to your kid. And also, she liked the dad way too much. He was so rude. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you, like, enabling this behavior? Mm-hmm. Like, this is, like, he's looking at her like she's not his daughter. Like, that is really not okay.
Yeah, because, you know, we have, like, he has a lot of remarks in it where, you know, he says, like, oh, the second helping. But he makes it like it's a personal offense to him that right. she is eating mm-hmm. and, like, is, like, thicker. Like, and the mom, you know, to her credit, is, like, she is 15 years old. Like, she does not need to go on a diet. She is.
Right, like, in her awkward phase, let her live. Like, yeah. She did not look 15, though. I will say that. No, she didn't. She looked older.
Yeah, well, she might have been, no, I think she was 15.
Yeah, and the 15 sister and was 13.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which is Helen Hunt, which we mm-hmm. looked up and we're like, what? I was like, I know her face looks familiar. And she was also like pretty bad. I did enjoy like that the mom, when she has that conversation with the younger sister and finds out what's been going on, and her sister's like, yeah, she's been bullied. And the mom's like, well, where were you?
Exactly. Like,
what?
Like, you should be standing up for your sister. She's mm-hmm. like your family.
Yeah. Like, don't think that you're the hero. There's a lot. I mean, there's only so much you could do when your child is a sorceress and, you know, causing the death of your best friends by spontaneous.
But spoilers from the 1977 times. She wasn't. It was the teacher for whatever. It was like really a fun twist. I was like, why is she so nice, but also not caring when this blonde lady falls off after doing horribly dangerous gymnastics?
She didn't even care. She was only worried about flinch. The timer.
She didn't flinch. She was just like, child fell really high from ropes. She could be dead.
She's spinning her around.
Not news to me.
Oh my God. Right?
Yeah, I knew something was up when the sister almost drowned and they like brought her back and she was just like looking off. Like, she was like,
she didn't care. And they always put her in the shot too. So
I was like, that is suspicious. like, teacher sus, I don't want any of this. There's also like some it's kind of terrifying, the friends when she dies and is like on fire.
Oh my like, god, that's the best scene ever.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, she kind of like, and then when she's like sick, I won't make the face right now, but when she's like sticking out her tongue, it's like, ew, you know, like, cause you want to help her, but then she like has her tongue out and she's doing it, then her tongue is black and then she just jumped into the pool and she kind of explodes. Like, it was just like crazy. I loved it so much.
She kind of melted into dust. It was wild.
So absurd. And then like the next scene is her like breaking down and being like, she just set on fire from the inside. And then her husband's like, yeah, me and my friend, we've made up. It's all right that he tried to kill me. And she's like, friend just died.
Yeah.
In a logical way. And she's like, no, I still love this guy. Like, no, hon. You need to like investigate.
So they went to dinner without their daughter, which is like the rudest move I've ever heard of parents doing. Like, what?
Like, I don't know. Like, the way that they wanted to punish her, like, when it comes with the mom, like, obviously she cared and she felt that she was in the middle, but it's just like there's no middle with family at this point. It's just like, I know that she sees how she's treated, like, it's been hard for her, so come on guys, like, just order takeout and then we all can eat.
Yeah,
like, why does he hate pizza? Pizza's good.
Yeah, he was just toxic, like.
Oh, he was such like, and then he made that snide remark too, like, she could stand to lose, like, to miss a meal or whatever, like. It definitely was like, yeah, you're right, where it's like, you don't have, like, you don't have sides, but even if you do have sides when it comes to family, it's like, that's, your kid is the side, because
exactly.
He's a grown person. Mm-hmm. He's a full person who makes his own decisions and is only responsible for himself, right? Like, he can do that. But that is a child. She doesn't know what she's doing. She is like, you're the only person who could do that for her, right? Like, the only person she could have in her corner, like, honestly,
right,
like, that is like by default should be where your allegiances lie
always.
Like, bizarre. Yeah, I think it's just like, it speaks a lot about toxicity of like how we see ourselves and wanting to be, you know, accepted, because she mentions, like, you know, that she wanted to be special, and that this allowed her to be special, and that's why she's like, I don't want a coven. I want to be the special one. I'm gonna murder you and all the other coven sisters.
Well, yeah,
I want them dead. I want to be the one. Which I was like, I
that was like her one that. Thing. Yeah.
I was also surprised when she was doing, like, Rita, she was doing the weird chanting stuff, and her mother saw nothing wrong with it. You guys don't want her to talk to someone? I don't know. Like,
I was saying therapy the whole time.
Yeah,
I was
like, she just,
there's family therapy. Send her.
Yeah, I think that she, it could have helped, you know, for her. And, like, I know it could be, like, a little bit, you know, melodramatic, you know, with some of the stuff that's going on. But, you know, I do feel that it is kind of like, okay, it was cool to see like the family, like a different family dynamic, you know, like things aren't great. And like her father, he's not physically abusive. I mean, I still feel like he's abusive, you know, but they just so happened, they actually have like a really nice house. So you could tell that they're very well off. So even though she has all these great things, this is what she's going through. This is how she feels. She feels super lonely and not special and not good enough. And I mean, it doesn't mean that you should go around killing people, but
yeah.
But well, yeah.
You know, like depression and any other, you know, like mental illness that people struggle with, they don't know what your bank account looks like. Like, it's, right. It doesn't know where you are in the line of, you know, your finances. And so, yeah, I agree. It is different. I think specifically like in the way that because we don't really get to see even remotely positive parents when it comes to horror. Like oftentimes it's like neglectful or toxic or harmful. And she really was like, I do think like they bring it up a few times, and it is kind of speaking from the times as well of being like against therapy, right? Like that's like just a product of that time. But like, yeah, like the person who like brings up like, I went to therapy and now I feel like they feel better. And she was like, huh, who knew? What? I think if it was made today, that would have been a more pressing option, which would be for her to get therapy. But people in the 70s were quick to be like, exorcism. We gotta get it out of her. She ain't conforming to our norms.
And you heard me say, I want to live in the 70s, but what is that? Forget it.
It was fun though. Sorry, Gabe, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's for any time period. Because, there's some really fun aspects to history and different time periods where I'm just like, oh, it would be nice. And then I'm like, oh, but, they didn't have vaccines. Or I would have to be married with, seven kids. I'm way too, feminist and comfortable with, who I am. I would not fit in at those times. I would be troublemaker. Life would be way too hard. So it's but I mean, it's totally fun to be like, I love this. Because there is, the aesthetics of the 70s is really fun. Horror of the 70s is great. Even just thinking of, Giallo films, that were coming out, and being revamped during that time. It's so fun. Love colors. Love sounds.
It was just really nice to watch a film that I guess was from before. Cause I feel recently, we just watched so many new films, and we also just watched really intense, emotionally films all the time. So it was kind of fun to see something from the 70s that was since it was so long ago, it was scary but wacky and funny, and it was refreshing to have that kind of film instead of just oh gosh, this is horror in today. This is things that are outside and you have to feel stressed about them. Whereas no, we don't have this, fat shaming isn't as much of this, and we also don't have covens is less of a fear. You know what I mean? Witchcraft is 100% less of a fear now than it once was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's I love that evolution of horror, because it's kind of you get a glimpse into what the world was. What was the fear of the 70s, or what was an issue? And let's look at where we are now. And for once, we can feel thankful instead of being how awful is this world? At least it's not that.
Now people are sad when they aren't thick. And that's.
Yeah. Right.
That's the universe.
Body positivity.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah, if you don't got at least 3 C's, it's what are you doing? Awesome. Yeah. Wow, this has been fun. This has been great. Kat, do you have any last minute questions or topics that you wanted us to talk about?
No, I just think you're great. I really enjoy your podcast and your energy. And just keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. It's really dope. And be unapologetically you, and tell us if you need us to fight anybody who critiques that.
Can you tell our listeners and viewers where to find you?
Of course. But first, thank you so much, Kat. That was beautiful. And I will. I'm gonna create a list from now on, just write people's name on it. Slide over. No, but you guys can find me on Twitter. I'm always on Twitter, Lovely Zena. And then I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, just Real Queen of Horror, and then my website, realqueenofhorror.com.
Woo, yay! Got my lower thirds up here. awesome, yeah. Definitely make sure y'all get a follow and and subscribe. It's really great content. This is coming out in November. We're doing this ahead of time. But it even past the spooky month, you can indulge in horror spooky content.
Season. Yeah, you watch it all the time.
Yeah, this horror for all seasons. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Like Kat said, keep doing what you're doing. We're big fans. We love it. We're continually learning. Are watching. We're big fans. So we'll, be retweeting you as we've been, and we look forward to all the things that you create. Thank you.
Thank you both so much. And we should definitely do this again. you know, maybe more 100%. Modern movie, you know. Oh, we can do more. I know more outrageous 70s like movies, so yeah, let me know.
Yeah, it's definitely a goal of ours to do like decades at some point, so it might be fun to like just dissect the 70s and dress up.
Yeah,
we love doing that, like get real groovy about it.
Yeah. It's also dope to like hear about films that like we haven't heard of, like, because mm-hmm. I feel like that doesn't always happen. Like usually we're like pretty in the know, so like you have like a lot of films I had never heard of and I'm excited to check out, so I think it's cool to keep up that conversation.
Yeah, we're super thankful for that. Well, Kat,
don't get married.
They'll eat your kids.